Welcome to Zikhu Dav Siman Memorabam Ram Gold Hayan, Dir Mazakas Ksubas, Dav Tzadi Zain, the 11th Parak, Amanin Nizonas. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zikhu Mazakas Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schuz for HaKazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks regarding an almana selling her deceased husband's estate in order to get her Mazonas. Ketzad Mocheres, how does she sell it? Rabbi Daniel Bar of Katina said in the name of Huna, Mocheres Achas L'Shnei Mosel Chodesh, Mokeach Mefarnes Achas L'Sheshem Yom. She sells property once every 12 months, and the buyer provides support once every 30 days. Rashi explains that she sells enough property to support herself for the entire year, but the buyer only pays her monthly installments. This is done so that if she remarried during the year, which would terminate her right to Mazonos, the buyer will pay the balance of the Yorshim. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Mocheres L'Shisha Chadashim, Mokeach Mefarnes L'Sheshem Yom. She sells property once in 6 months, and the buyer provides support once every 30 days. He holds that we try to sell the smallest piece of land that would still bring a decent price, and land that can provide 6 months' support would enable that. Amemar ruled that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that she may sell property once in 6 months, and the buyer provides support once every 30 days. Point number two, the question was asked, Zavin lo tzrichu le'zuze, hadre zvine or lo hadre zvine? If a person sold land because he needed money, but it turned out that he did not need the money, is the sale rescinded or not? Rashi explains that it was well known that he was selling the land to buy other land or a certain business, and then after he sold it, the owner of the land or business changed his mind and didn't want to sell. The Mefarshim explained that the Gemara is asking whether we consider the seller's intentions at the time of the sale as if he stipulated that he's only selling because he needs capital, and if he no longer needs it, the sale is invalid. Or do we say that since no formal stipulation was stated, the seller's unexpressed intention is considered dvar shebalev, words only in the heart, and the sale is valid? The Gemara attempts to bring as a proof that the sale is rescinded from an incident where a certain man sold land to Rapapa to purchase oxen, but then it turned out that he didn't need the money and Rapapa returned the land to him. The Gemara rejects the proof, where we can say that Rapapa went, lifnim ashur hasadin, beyond the letter of the law. After another unsuccessful answer is brought, the Gemara concludes that the land can be repossessed if the seller no longer needs the money. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Amana ben mina erison ben mina suin, mocheres shelo bebeisin. An Amana, whether from erison or nesuin, may sell property from her late husband's estate without going to beisin. Rabbi Shimon says, if she was an Amana from nesuin, she may sell without going to beisin. But from erison, she may only sell by going to beisin, mifnei she ain lo mazonos, because she has no right to mazonos. The Gemara asks regarding the Tanakhama's position that while it makes sense that an Amana from nesuin can sell without beisin, because she has a pressing need for mazonos, we should not make her wait, but why should an almana from Erison be able to sell without basin? Ula said Mishumachina, because of favor. Rashi explains that women will look favorably towards men if they can collect their ksubi easily without going to basin. Rav Yochanan said, Lefi she'ein adam rotzeh she'tizbaze ishto be'basin, because a husband does not want his wife to be disgraced by having to go to basin to get approval for her sales. The nafgamina between the answers is a gerusha, since her husband doesn't care if she's disgraced by having to go to basin. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara asks regarding an almana selling her deceased husband's estate in order to get her mazonos, ketzad mocheres, how does she sell it? Rabbi Daniel Bar of Katina said in the name of Huna, mocheres achas l'shnei mosel chodesh, mocheach mefarnes achas l'sheshem yom. She sells property once every 12 months, and the buyer provides support once every 30 days. Rashi explains that she sells enough property to support herself for the entire year, but the buyer only pays her monthly installments. This is done so that if she remarried during the year, which would terminate her right to mazonos, the buyer will pay the balance of the yorshim. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Mocheres L'Shisha Chadashim, Mocheach Mefarnes L'Sheshem Yom. She sells property once in 6 months, and the buyer provides support once every 30 days. He holds that we try to sell the smallest piece of land that would still bring a decent price, and land that can provide 6 months' support would enable that. Amemar ruled that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that she may sell property once in 6 months, and the buyer provides support once every 30 days. Point number two, the question was asked, Zavin lo tzrichu le'zuze, hadre zvine or lo hadre zvine? If a person sold land because he needed money, but it turned out that he did not need the money, is the sale rescinded or not? Rashi explains that it was well known that he was selling the land to buy other land or a certain business, and then after he sold it, the owner of the land or business changed his mind and didn't want to sell. The Mefarshim explained that the Gemara is asking whether we consider the seller's intentions at the time of the sale as if he stipulated that he's only selling because he needs capital, and if he no longer needs it, the sale is invalid. Or do we say that since no formal stipulation was stated, the seller's unexpressed intention is considered dvar shebalev, words only in the heart, and the sale is valid? The Gemara attempts to bring as a proof that the sale is rescinded from an incident where a certain man sold land to Rapapa to purchase oxen, but then it turned out that he didn't need the money and Rapapa returned the land to him. The Gemara rejects the proof, where we can say that Rapapa went, lifnim ashur hasadin, beyond the letter of the law. After another unsuccessful answer is brought, the Gemara concludes that the land can be repossessed if the seller no longer needs the money. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Amana ben mina erison ben mina suin mocher eshuro bebeisin. An amana, whether from erison or nesuin, may sell property from her late husband's estate without going to beisin. Rabbi Shimon says, if she was an almana from nesuin, she may sell without going to beisin, but from erison she may only sell by going to beisin, mifnei she'en lo mazonos, because she has no right to mazonos. The Gemara asks regarding the Tanakhama's position that while it makes sense that an almana from nesuin can sell without beisin, because she has a pressing need for mazonos, we should not make her wait, but why should an almana from erison be able to sell without beisin? Ula said mishum chena, because of favor. Rashi explains that women will look favorably towards men if they can collect their ksubi easily without going to beisin. Rav Yochanan said, "Lefi she'ein adam rotzeh shetizbaze ishto bebeisin, because a husband does not want his wife to be disgraced by having to go to beisin to get approval for her sales." The nafkamina between the answers is a gerusha, since her husband doesn't care if she's disgraced by having to go to beisin. All right, so now we go to our simur daf tzadi zayin, and a standard simur is a chess master. So here goes: the almana sold her deceased husband's property once every 6 months for mazonos to a chess master, who then sold it himself but wanted to rescind the sale when his plan to buy a chess club fell through. When the club owner died, and his almana from Erison sold the land without going to Basin. Once again, slow motion. The almana sold her deceased husband's property once every 6 months for her mazonos to a chess master. That must be more in daf tzadi zayin. The almana sold her deceased husband's property once every 6 months for her mazonos to a chess master, which reminds us, the Gemara asks regarding the almana selling her deceased husband's estate in order to get her mazonos, ketza mocheres, how does she sell it? Rabbi Daniel bar Rav Katina said, and then Rav Huna, she sells property once every 12 months, and the buyer provides support once every 30 days. Rashi explains that she sells enough property to support herself for the entire year, but the buyer only pays her in monthly installments, and this is done so that if she remarried during the year, which would terminate her right to mazonos, the buyer will pay the balance to the heirs. But Rav Yehuda says she sells property once in 6 months, and the buyer provides support once every 30 days. So the almana sold her deceased husband's property once every 6 months for her mazonos to a chess master, who then sold it himself but wanted to rescind the sale when his plan to buy a chess club fell through. Which reminds us, if a person sold land because he needed money to buy land or a business, and his intentions were well known, but it turned out he did not need the money, the sale is rescinded. We consider the seller's intentions at the time of the sale as if he stipulated that he's only selling because he needs capital, and if he no longer needs it, the sale is invalid. So the almana sold her deceased husband's property once every 6 months for her mazonos to a chess master, who then sold it himself but wanted to rescind the sale when his plan to buy a chess club fell through, when the club owner died and the almana from Erison sold the land without going to Basin, which reminds us. The Gemara says, while it makes sense that almana from Nesuin can sell her late husband's property without going to Basin, because she has a pressing need for mazonos and we should not make her wait, why should an almana from Erison be able to sell without Basin? Ula said, Mishum Chena, because of favor. Rashi explains that women will look favorably towards men if they can collect the ksuba easily without going to Basin. Rabbi Yochanan said, Lefi she'in adam rotzit shetizbaze ishto bebeisin, because the husband does not want his wife to be disgraced by having to go to Basin to get approval for her sales. The nafkamina between the answers is a grusha, since her husband doesn't care if she is disgraced by having to go to Basin. So once again, the almana sold her deceased husband's property once every 6 months for her mazonos to a chess master, who then sold it himself, but wanted to rescind the sale when his plan to buy a chess club fell through, when the club owner died and his almana from Erison sold the land without going to Basin. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.